you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome in to another Training Camp Daily edition of the Under Center podcast presented by St. Xavier University. I'm JJ Stankovic, joined here in Bourbonnais by Cam Ellis. Cam, we just had a chance to watch the Bears' first practice of training camp. It was not open to the public, and really nothing super interesting to report back from it. I guess you could say Mitch Trubisky looked pretty good. Some hot and cold from Steven Denmark.
And
on the minor injury front, Riley Ridley left with a right hamstring injury. There's no timeline for HaHa Clinton Dix, but Matt Nagy thinks he might be close to being activated off the PUP list. And Trey Burton was an active participant in practice today. We'll get into that a little later, but Cam, I'll hand it over to you if you have any other notes from practice today.
I think it was just sort of a shake off the rust. Nagy talked after practice about how everyone was crushing conditioning, so ended that early. Practice today ended a little bit earlier, so it seemed like there was not a whole lot of pressure to sort of put your foot on the pedal immediately. Everyone's been sort of talking about how this is sort of procedural until pads come on Sunday. But yeah, it looked, people, they looked good. They were going at pretty good speed at times there. Some of the ones went against each other. It was fun to see.
Yeah, one other note before we dive into a couple different topics. The kickers were good. Yeah. Kickers were accurate today. Yeah. So, you know, that's the thing I'm sure everyone wants to know and the thing that matters the most about this team down here in training camp, it sure feels like. Okay, so we had a chance to hear from Trey Burton today, and that's what I'm writing for NBCSportsChicago.com, which you can read on Friday if you're listening to this on Friday, or if you're driving down to Bourbonnais on Saturday, maybe pull off the road and read it for about 3 minutes, or don't do that and read it while you get when you get to Bourbonnais on Saturday for the Bears' first open practice of training camp. A couple things to note out of our chance to talk to Trey Burton. He's not full strength yet, but it was a goal for him to get back to practice and start training camp healthy, not on the PUP list. That being said, you know, this is kind of how the Bears handle injuries. Yeah. They're going to take things slow. Burton knows that. Burton trusts the training staff. So you may come down here on a given day, and you might not see Trey Burton out there. You might see him doing some light work, but that's just the Bears' plan. They're not really caring if Trey Burton plays in the first preseason game or how many practices he really participates in down here in Bourbonnais. It's all about getting ready for September 5th.
I think that the fact that he is not on PUP to start camp was sort of not a silver lining, but maybe a little unexpected. I don't know if people were entirely sure, but I don't think it would have surprised anyone if he started on PUP. I will, just to rain on your parade, I talked to Adam Shaheen, and he's not exactly healthy yet either. He still has a limited range of motion. So it's interesting to see that sort of their one and two tight ends are still dealing with injuries. And like you said, it's day one, so I don't expect any sort of panic. But right now, they're the top 60% of their tight end depth chart is dealing with some nagging injuries. So I think that'll be something besides just the production to watch throughout the next couple of weeks.
So you're writing about Adam Shaheen also for Friday. Care to tell the people what the limited range of motion is?
Yeah, he says he's not quite there with his lower half yet. And he says, especially before he puts the pads on, he said getting his legs under him. And so I think it's about getting into quote unquote football shape. And he says that some of the ankle stuff, I think, doesn't have quite as range of motion as he would have liked. So I think he also said he's taking it really slow. And you saw that he was running with some plays earlier, and then he'd get pulled out to side and he would talk to guys and he would flex his ankle out. So it seems all very precautionary, and he himself was very optimistic about how he feels as opposed to other years. But he is not quite there yet.
That's an interesting thing to note, just given that, you know, he's almost a year removed from the ankle injury, the whatever it was in Denver. And yeah, I mean, the tight end position, I know, Cam, we've talked about it so much on this podcast that's like the one position the Bears can really not afford to lose a starter at, just because the depth behind those guys. Ben Broniker is a good player, but hasn't really been tested in a game a whole lot. the Bears need to improve in terms of their usage of 12 personnel, whether it's running the football, passing the ball out of 12 personnel. It's a great set to run play action out of, which the Bears also need to do more of. And, yeah, to hear that Shaheen isn't fully there yet after he's had this offseason where you'd think he, you know, he's healthy enough to come back last year and play, but that he's not there yet. I mean, look, it's July 26. We shouldn't really be concerned about this, but this is definitely something to follow in the coming weeks between Shaheen and Burton. How close to 100% are they when we get to September 5th?
I also think it might have some ripple effects maybe on the bubble towards the end of cut days. I mean, if either Burton or Shaheen are not getting reps, all of a sudden, maybe it's not Broniker, but maybe Dax Raymond gets more reps than
you're going to say Dax Shepard.
I was going to say Dax Shepard. Maybe a good tight end. I think that maybe he might get reps that he otherwise wouldn't with two healthy tight ends out there, and maybe that means he stays on, whether it's the practice squad or special teams, or he's getting opportunities at least that he might not have otherwise. And so I think when it comes down to cut day, I think sort of low-key a big part of that might be that these tight ends weren't playing early in camp.
I think that's a really good point, especially because you look at the undrafted guys, Dax Raymond, Ian Bunting, Ellis Richardson, these guys will get those opportunities, especially if, you know, Burton needs a rest day here or there. That's a great opportunity for Dax Raymond to step up into the first team offense, play with Mitch Trubisky on one of those days, and start develop that connection. You know, on the flip side of it, Burton to me is still one of the most important players on this team. You know, you hear Matt Nagy talk about him today, where last year it was still sort of this feeling out process, and that went for everyone on the offense, not only with Matt Nagy but with Mitch Trubisky. But, you know, Nagy said a lot of it is, you know, you're comparing Burton to Travis Kelce, who Nagy had in Kansas City. Kelce obviously being one of the best tight ends in the NFL, and you know they're different players, but they have some similar traits. And now you have a really good idea of what Trey Burton can do, what he can be in this offense. You can start to tailor things a little bit differently to those strengths of Burton's. And Trubisky has a great rapport with him.
Yeah,
I think we saw Trubisky develop, you know, that pretty quickly throughout last year, where Burton was one of his favorite targets. 54 catches, 569 yards, 6 touchdowns. All those were career highs. But I think there might be some more there for Burton, and Nagy did kind of hint at that today.
Yeah, it's interesting that for all the talk about Burton, he had career highs like in a bunch of statistics last year. Like, objectively speaking, it was a good season, and it doesn't sort of feel like anyone sort of thinks that. And I know he certainly doesn't think that, I would say. And I think that there seems to be a lot of excitement for, well, if that is not 100%, what is?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So you can read all about the tight ends, whether it's Trey Burton or Adam Shaheen, on NBCSportsChicago.com. Both of those stories will be up on Friday. You can read them on Saturday. You can read them on Sunday. You could read them next week. Who cares?
Anytime you want. It's fine with me.
Absolutely. It's also fine with me. For tomorrow's podcast, it will be John Moon Mullen filling in for Cam. I will be back down here in Bourbonnais, and I'll also have a story on Deion Bush landing tomorrow about the opportunity he has with HaHa Clinton Dix on PUP. However long that is, we don't quite know, but interesting stuff from Deion Bush going into his fourth year in the league and haven't really had an opportunity in a couple of years here.
And it's interesting that, you know, everyone thought that there weren't a lot of position battles, but all of a sudden there's some, whether it's Bush or the tight ends, there's some opportunities to be had here already on the first couple of days of camp, which is not something I maybe expected coming into it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point when you look at the Bears roster and how you're like, man, there just aren't that many open roster spots. But already today, in one practice, you're absolutely right, Cam. We're starting to see those opportunities show up. So we'll be back with you from Bourbonnais tomorrow with another edition of the Under Center Podcast Training Camp Daily, brought to you by St. Xavier University. Until then, thank you for listening.